Imagine waking up as an ordinary, awkward teenager one day and discovering you're actually royalty the next. This is exactly what happens to 14-year-old Mia Thermopoulos, who considers herself the ultimate high school freak at Albert Einstein High School in Manhattan. At 5'9", with flat-chestedness that rivals Kansas, unmanageable mouse-brown hair, and size 10 feet, Mia's convinced she'll never achieve the social grace her classmates seem born with. Her daily life revolves around hunching to appear shorter in photos, failing algebra, despite her mother dating her algebra teacher, Mr. Giannini, and being dragged into activist crusades by her outspoken best friend, Lily Moskowitz. Mia meticulously documents her teenage trials in her journal, from her hopeless crush on popular Josh Richter to dodging mean girl Lana Weinberger's cutting remarks. Everything changes when her father arrives unexpectedly from Europe and reveals during tea at the Plaza Hotel that he is Philippe Rinaldo, Prince of Genovia, and Mia is his sole heir to the throne. Her reaction? Uncontrollable hiccups and pure panic. I can't be a princess. I can't rule a country. I'm flunking algebra. I can't even convince the cafeteria lady to give me more tater tots. The contrast between royal expectations and Mia's self-image creates both hilarious moments and genuine empathy for her predicament. If discovering her royal heritage wasn't shocking enough, Mia soon meets her grandmother, or as she prefers, grandmère. Clarice Rinaldo arrives with one mission, transforming her awkward granddaughter into a proper princess through rigorous princess lessons. With her tattooed eyeliner, trembling purple-clad poodle Rommel, and penchant for strong drinks, grandmère is terrifying. Her first assessment of Mia is brutal. Your posture is atrocious, your hair once cutting, and your fingernails, have you been chewing on them? The princess lessons become comedic highlights as Mia struggles with royal protocols like sitting properly and memorizing silverware placement. When Grandmère assigns homework listing admirable women, Mia's choices, Jane Goodall, Madame Curie, are rejected for Princess Grace and Coco Chanel. The transformation culminates at Chez Palo, where Mia's brown hair is chopped off and dyed blonde. Looking in the mirror, Mia barely recognizes herself and wonders if the real Mia will survive, embodying her central conflict of becoming a princess while remaining herself. Mia's royal revelation strains her friendship with Lily Moskowitz. After Grandmère's makeover, Lily immediately accuses Mia of turning into Lana Weinberger and chasing popularity. The tension between Lily's constant criticism and Mia's passivity finally erupts. "I am so sick of you telling me what to do all the time," Mia explodes. "You're supposed to be my friend, not my mother." This outburst marks a crucial turning point, Mia finally asserting herself against Lily's domineering personality. Their fight creates space for Mia to develop other relationships, particularly with Tina Hakimbaba, another social outcast with a bodyguard. When Lana suggests Tina is buying Mia's friendship, Mia shoves her ice cream cone into Lana's cheerleader sweater, earning detention but also a sense of empowerment. Meanwhile, Mia's relationship with Lily's brother Michael evolves. Initially just Lily's older brother who's good at computers, Michael proves thoughtful, musically talented, and supportive, suggesting deeper feelings than brotherly concern. When Mia's royal status hits the tabloids, her social standing transforms overnight. Her longtime crush, Josh Richter, suddenly asks her to the cultural diversity dance, sending her into ecstasy. "Josh Richter finally looked into my soul and saw the real me." Despite Lily's warnings that Josh only wants her title, Mia believes his interest is genuine. At Tavern on the Green, Josh orders champagne and repeatedly touches her leg under the table. The truth emerges at the dance when reporters are waiting. Instead of hurrying her inside, Josh pulls her into a public kiss, her first ever, while cameras flash. "It wasn't romantic fireworks. It was embarrassing and awkward. I felt nothing except discomfort as he kissed me for the cameras." Mia confronts him. You didn't kiss me because you like me. You kissed me because I'm the Princess of Genovia. The night ends with Michael stepping in to comfort her, their slow dance revealing a genuine connection that contrasts with Josh's shallow attention. Throughout the novel, Mia struggles to reconcile her ordinary life with her royal identity. This conflict peaks when her father announces she must move to Genovia after high school instead of joining Greenpeace, prompting her rebellion. They can't force me to be a princess. This is America. The resolution comes through the Thermopolis-Ronaldo Compromise. Mia can finish high school at Albert Einstein while spending holidays and summers in Genovia, fulfilling royal duties while maintaining her current life. This compromise reflects Mia's growing maturity and agency as she actively shapes her fate rather than having it dictated to her. When Mia returns to school fearing ridicule over tabloid photos with Josh, her friends rally around her. Lily and Tina become friends, and Mr. Giannini raises her algebra grade from F to D. Though still insecure, she's integrated her royal identity into her sense of self without being defined by it. Mia's journal serves as both confidant and sanctuary, the one place where she can be completely honest about her fears, desires, and frustrations with royal protocol and high school politics. Her writing evolves noticeably from early entries filled with self-deprecation and uncertainty to a more assertive, self-aware voice. This growth enables her to stand up to Josh's manipulation, reconcile with Lily as an equal, and negotiate with her father about her future. The journal captures Mia's authentic tangents with charm, jumping from Bond actor comparisons to impromptu algebra poems to detailed self-improvement lists. These digressions reveal the intelligence, creativity, and quirky humor her public persona often masks. Most significantly, we witness Mia's mistakes and growth in real time. Her misjudgments, dramatic conclusions, and occasional selfishness, alongside her honest reflection and genuine attempts to learn from these moments. The Princess Diaries endures because it captures universal truths about adolescence through a fairy tale lens. Mia struggles with identity, friendship, and self-acceptance resonate because they reflect questions we all face. Who am I? Where do I belong? How do I stay true to myself while meeting others' expectations? The novel subverts traditional princess narratives by focusing on the person beneath the title. Unlike fairy tale princesses defined by beauty or goodness, Mia is awkward, imperfect, and thoroughly human. Her journey isn't about being rescued, it's about finding courage to be herself. By the novel's end, Mia hasn't magically overcome all her insecurities. She still struggles with algebra and balancing two worlds, but she's begun to understand that being a princess, like being a teenager, isn't about perfection, but about facing challenges with integrity. We connect with Mia because we recognize our own struggles to reconcile identity with expectations. The real magic isn't in the crown, it's in discovering that our perceived flaws might actually be our greatest strengths.